President Obama is expected to announce plans on the restructuring efforts at General Motors and Chrysler in exchange for additional government loans. Both automakers, which are facing bankruptcy, received more than $17 billion in government aid during the closing days of the Bush administration, and they have requested more than $21 billion in additional funding. A presidential task force has been reviewing the restructuring plans of both companies to determine whether it is realistic for them to continue operating. General Motors and Chrysler face a Tuesday deadline to submit their own complete restructuring plans. In an interview on CBS Television's Face the Nation program, President Obama said that before more public funding is provided, both companies need to further restructure their businesses.
They're not quite there yet. There's been some serious efforts to deal with a combination of long-standing problems in the auto industry and the current crisis, which has seen the market for new cars drop from 14 million to 9 million. Everybody's having problems, even Toyota and other very profitable companies. And so what we're trying to let them know is that we want to have a successful auto industry, U.S. auto industry. We think we can have a successful U.S. auto industry. But it's got to be one that's realistically designed to weather this storm and to emerge at the other end much more lean, mean, and competitive than it currently is.
Mr. Obama said that means sacrifices from all parties involved, including management, labor, shareholders, creditors, suppliers, and dealers, to, in his words, preserve a brighter future. Government officials say General Motors has failed to reach an agreement on concessions from bondholders and the United Auto Workers Labor Union. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told ABC Television's This Week program that the Obama administration is prepared to provide the financial help needed if it is convinced car makers will emerge from restructuring efforts stronger and more competitive.
It's important to know that we want to have a strong automobile industry. We want it to emerge from this period of challenge stronger. That's going to require a lot of restructuring. We're prepared as a government to help that process if we believe it's going to provide the basis for a stronger industry in the future. It's very important for our country that we have a strong automobile industry going forward.
The Obama administration's desire for a viable U.S. auto industry might include the resignation of one of its major players. According to media reports, the head of GM, Rick Wagoner, has agreed to step down at the request of the White House as part of a restructuring plan. Wagoner has been criticized for his handling of GM's declining fortunes, but he has said he intends to stay on. The automaker has lost more than $80 billion during the last 4 years. Its share price has tumbled nearly 90% in value during the past year. General Motors says it will lay off nearly 50,000 employees this year, and it plans to close 5 assembly plants, eliminate thousands of dealerships, and reduce the number of its brands offered from 8 to 4, all in an effort to stay afloat. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.